heard about a fingerprint being found under the saddle of an adult Falcom Storm mountain bike. That was a match for Josef Puszka. So too was a DNA sample taken from the handlebars of that same bike. And on Friday then, the jurors heard from another forensic scientist, Dr. Lorna Flanagan. She works at Forensic Science Ireland. And she told the jury on Friday that her first job, when a number of items were sent to her for examination, she said her first job was to develop a DNA profile from scraping that had been taken from underneath Ashley Murphy's fingernails as part of the post-mortem, which was carried out the day after her murder on the 13th of January last year. We heard this post-mortem had been carried out. The jurors have already heard evidence from the pathologist who carried out that post-mortem. But just in relation to this forensic evidence that was heard on Friday, Dr. Flanagan said she developed this DNA profile from those scrapings. She then isolated the male DNA from the sample. She compared it to profiles that she developed from two samples taken from Josef Puszka. The first was a blood sample taken from St. James's Hospital in Dublin, and the second was a DNA reference sample that was taken after he was arrested at Tullamore Garda Station. And when she did compare all of those, Dr. Flanagan said that they matched, and she said the chances of the male DNA profile found under Aisling's fingernails coming from somebody other than Josef Puszka was 1 in 14,000. And she spoke a little bit about how she calculated that likelihood ratio, and she said she looked at a database of male DNA profiles in the Western European population, which included Slovakia. We know Josef Puszka was living in Mukla at the time. He is alleged to have murdered Ashley Murphy, but he is originally from Slovakia. And Dr. Flanagan said the database that they use has about 28,000 profiles. As she also said, her calculations, again, a likelihood ratio of 1 in 14,000. She said her calculations were conservative.
Okay. What did the court hear about the arrest of Josef Puszka?
We heard it was carried out on the morning of the 18th of January last year at St. James's Hospital in Dublin, where Josef Puszka was being treated for apparent stab wounds. The arrest itself was carried out by a detective sergeant, David Scahill. We heard that Mr. Puszka was then taken to Tullamore Garda Station, where he had consultations with his solicitor. He was assessed by a doctor who deemed him fit to be interviewed. We heard his period of detention was initially for 6 hours, but that it was extended on two occasions, and that a number of interviews took place during his detention. And we heard that the following day, on the 19th of January last year, the Director of Public Prosecutions decided to charge him with the murder of Ashley Murphy. That happened, we heard, at 7:42 in the evening. His reply to the charge, when it was put to him, was one-worded. He simply said no. We heard he was then taken to Tullamore Garda Station. A number of Garda witnesses who had dealings with him while he was in custody said they didn't notice. They were asked on a number of occasions under cross-examination if they had noticed a crowd outside Tullamore Garda Station as Josef Puszka was brought back from Dublin. And a number of Garda witnesses, when they were asked that question, said they didn't notice that. Again, that was a question that was put to them under cross-examination by Mr. Puszka's defence barrister, Michael Bowman.
So the trial continues today. What is it expected the jury will hear today?
Well, they were told on Friday, as I said a moment ago, that Mr. Puszka was interviewed while he was detained at Tullamore Garda Station. They were told that the jury was told on Friday that they're likely to hear about those interviews this week, so that could happen as early as today. We won't know for sure until the trial reconvenes in about an hour or so. They were also given, during the week, they were given an update as to the remaining timeline of the trial. They were initially told that it could take somewhere between 4 and 5 weeks, but they were told last week that it has been making good progress. Most recently, the jurors were told it's due to finish by the 10th of November, but they were told again last week that the prosecution may actually finish in the next day or two, and the trial then depends on what happens after that. But the judge did point out when he was giving them this update on Friday that was just an estimate. We won't know for sure until the prosecution closes its case in the coming days.
So the prosecution could finish in the next couple of days. And then would it be anticipated that the defence would spend long after that?
Well, we don't know if the defence is going to go into evidence, because you have to remember that they're under absolutely no obligation to do so. And this was something that was has already been told to the jury, that this allegation is up to the prosecution to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. You know, it's not up to Mr. Pushka's defence team, as is the case in general terms with any criminal trial. It's not up to a defence team to disprove an allegation. They have been given opportunities to cross-examine witnesses. They have taken those opportunities, but again, they haven't been under any obligation to do so. So we don't know at this point whether or not Mr. Pushka's defence team is planning to go into evidence. But as I say, we should know in the coming days once the prosecution rests this case.